Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I know you watched the Conor McGregor interview today, didn't you? Did you see bits and pieces of
that? I only saw the teaser. I didn't with him saying how it was taking responsibility for that he was wrong for hitting the guy, but apparently it was a really long interview. He must have said a lot of stuff in
it. Well, didn't he? It was a long interview. Didn't he say, I think he said
it was 41 minutes.
He was on with our boy Ariel Helwani. He's done a great job with MMA. His career's blown up. He's on ESPN now. He's a good buddy of ours. He's cool. Cool guy. I think very highly of Ariel. He's very cool. So, and he does a great job. So anyway, and he's the biggest voice of MMA, right? Mafia? Like, there's no one bigger.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, and he always has been. And now that he's on the ESPN, you know, he's had different platforms, whether they used him on, they had him on Fox, they had him on the news websites. But now that you're, he's the main guy on ESPN. That just shows how.
And he has this show every day, right? And there's like 50 guests on it every day. He does like every fighter.
Not every day. It's like, I think the once a week he has it where like it's Mondays and he has all the different fighters and managers.
Oh, is that right? All right. So anyway, one thing is from what I gathered is that the guy that he got in the fight with, he already settled with him. Is that right? Is what I got out of that. That he's like, I already settled with this guy. It's all good. We're friends.
It's possible that that video is from, who knows when.
Months ago is when it happened.
And it just surfaced.
Yeah, the video was from Abel, but then wasn't there an interview put out in the Irish paper by the guy, you know, anonymously, just these last few days where he said, where he bashed him and said things about him. So I don't think it's really settled. Conor might say he settled it, but it doesn't seem like in the other guy's mind that it's, you know, dead and buried.
Oh, really? Because I thought.
That's what I was reading earlier in the day before Conor, you know, did his interview.
You know, whatever. So that was it. So he just admitted it. He didn't say anything about that they had settled it. Says he that he made amends with the man shortly after the attack. It's over. That's what I heard, that it was over. Anyway, so he did this interview, and he said there's several things on it, right? He says he was targeting a July fight against Justin Gaethje, but he hurt his left hand, and that screwed up that. He said, who does he want to fight now? He said he's got his sights set on Khabib, but says, I'm not going to wait around. Here's a news flash for you, notorious one. That guy, he already beat your ass and wants no part of you. Like, he's just like, I beat his ass. I don't want to fight him. I want to fight someone else.
Look, he could say all he wants, you know, I'm not going to wait around for this guy or that guy. We've said it here a billion times. The next fight that he fights, he has to win. He has to win
or
the
he's
next
finished.
Fight. So the next fight has to be somebody that he knows he's going to win. He's going to beat their ass. It's, whether it be a nobody, a tomato can, it's hard to put a nobody up against him because you want to, you know, you need to have somebody at least that's known. But he needs to beat the next fighter that he fights.
So he said that the guy that in Miami smashed his phone, he said he was in the wrong there, too. He said he's trying his hardest to change and be a better person. And when asked if he has an anger problem, he was cagey but said he's working on being a better man. I just need to stop reacting to the bait. People are trying to bait me into things. Here's another tip for you, dude. He drinks whiskey. I mean, the guy just goes everywhere and just drinks whiskey, right? He's just always drinking whiskey. The proper 12 thing has gotten to his head because all he does is go out and party, right? And when you drink enough whiskey, what happens? Crazy things happen. That's what happens. When you drink enough whiskey, you'll get in fist fights. Trust me. You got to, everybody's real brave when they drink whiskey, right? Everybody changes. It turns you into a nasty SOB. He's apologizing for sucker punching the man in Ireland. He said, I was in the wrong. I mean, in reality, it doesn't matter what happened there. I was in the wrong. That man deserved to enjoy his time in the pub without having it to end the way it did. And I must come here before you and take accountability, take responsibility. I'm just here to own up to my mistake and move on. And he says that he made amends with the guy, and it was a dispute over proper 12 whiskey. While at the pub, he poured shots for patrons and threw a punch at the victim while he turned down the offer for the shot. And although 5 months ago, I tried to make amends and I made amends back then, it doesn't even matter. I was in the wrong. I had to realize that that's not the attitude or the behavior of a leader, of a martial artist, of a champion. So I must get my head screwed on and just get back in the game and fight for redemption, retribution, and respect. He wants to move on. Ireland cops say they're investigating the attack and could bring criminal charges. So you're right, Mafia. As for the victim, he told the Irish Daily that Connor is a bully with money, and he claimed he wanted to drink his Guinness in peace.
Yeah, apparently a friend of the victim said that he doesn't do shots at all. So it wasn't even just like, oh, it's a Connor thing. Like, the guy just doesn't do shots. Somebody offered him shots. He didn't want it. And then, of course, Connor didn't take that well.
Because he is crazy. Right? He drinks whiskey and he's crazy. That's why. He wants everyone to do what he wants. And if you don't do it, you're going to get your ass beat. He addressed his future. He said he's not retiring and asked if he'll fight. By the end of the year, he says that's the goal. And he hinted at a rematch with Khabib. And I just don't believe, Mafia, that Khabib wants any part of him. That was easy work.
Not only does he not, but the UFC doesn't want to do it. The UFC's moved on with that. Khabib's going to fight other fights. They're going to, you know, put them against these other guys and let them have their shot because they deserve it. They've been fighting.
Is his suspension over?
Yeah, suspension's over. His suspension, I think.
And I don't want to see.
I think he had 9 months, so it might be ending September, but he's fighting right after.
I don't even really want to see the trilogy with Diaz. I mean, I'm down for it at some point, but I'd rather see Diaz fight Masvidal.
Right. Don't throw him one of these big, huge fights right away. Let those guys go and fight each other and earn their money amongst each other because they've deserved it. They've worked towards it. Make him work his back up. And you're not going to put him all the way at the bottom of the peep, but have him fight one of these guys in the middle rank because they'll just throw him right away to Diaz or the belt.
Could he ever fight Cowboy? Is he too big or is it the same size or what?
They could fight the same size. Yeah, Cowboy goes up and down different weight classes, but I think he could fight.
Wouldn't that be a great fight?
That could be. I mean, that was one they were talking about, bringing him back in July for, and then it wasn't going to be the main event or something like that, allegedly, and so Connor said he wasn't doing it. But that would be a great fight. It wouldn't be too hard to set up because Cowboy, like you said, fights every 3 months, so, you know, there's always an opportunity to set that up whenever.
He fights every 3 days.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.